Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. Did you know there are practically no cases in the gospel that report Jesus eating by himself? It's remarkable. He's always eating with other people. He eats with the disciples. He eats with the Pharisees. He eats with tax collectors and sinners. He eats with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. He eats with his disciples the night before he suffered, and he eats with them again after the resurrection. Sometimes he's the host, like when he had the charcoal fire and the fish roasting after the resurrection on the Sea of Galilee. And sometimes he's the guest. Sometimes he invites himself, like he did with Zacchaeus. And sometimes he tells other people whom to invite. But we hear so much in the gospel about Jesus at a meal with people. So surely there must be an important reason for this. What is it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. In Jesus Christ, God decided to assume human nature. He decided to take on what is essentially human. He assumed our common humanity so that he could come to us in what is common to humanity. It means that Jesus wants to make ordinary, everyday human things the places where he can make us holy and lead us to heaven. He came to earth through a family because we're meant to be sanctified through the family. Most of his life was spent in work and obscurity because we're meant to be sanctified in work and obscurity. He had friends. He suffered. He died. Because we are meant to be sanctified through friendship, through suffering, and through death. Do you see? It's the stuff that happens to everyone, the typical human stuff, that becomes the place where we are made holy. And maybe the most typical human thing there is, that thing we all do, usually multiple times a day, to eat a meal, that is a key way Christ wants us to be made holy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Now here's a really important principle. If Jesus comes to us through what is essentially human, it follows that when we abandon what is essentially human, we are losing a pathway to God. So, as we said, the family is a basic part of being human, but the family has become attacked and neglected, which means one of the key paths to God is being cut off. People also value honest, humble work less. They'd rather be trying to increase their social media following or to spend time in entertainment than put in a day's work in some meaningful but unsensational job, which means another key path to God is being cut off. And now we're in a really strange place, culturally speaking, where more and more people are eating on the go or eating by themselves. Even when people do share a meal, they often don't really share it. They sit on opposite sides of the table and look at their phones. In other words, that incredibly basic act of sitting down to break bread with someone else, it's starting to disappear. Sitting down and breaking bread with someone else, which is where Jesus focused so much of his ministry, it's disappearing or has disappeared from many lives, which means people are cutting a key path to God right out of their lives. That's not a good thing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Meals together are good, but they're not magical. By the way, essentially human things aren't usually magical. They don't always play like insurance commercials with people laughing in slow motion with piano music playing in the background. Meals together are human. That means they're real. And that means they're imperfect and they can be flawed and even difficult. And meals with Jesus were no different. At some of the meals with Jesus, he actually got into arguments with other people there. At some of the meals with Jesus, there were really awkward moments. At some of the meals with Jesus, there were people who didn't like each other. And at least one of the meals with Jesus, there was a family squabble. Those were real meals with Jesus. So we shouldn't expect our meals to always go more smoothly than his. And yet, Jesus was committed to sharing meals with people. It was actually a key way that he saved people. So why would we not want to follow his example? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. It was part of Christ's work to eat in company with others. That was part of a universally human thing that Jesus came to sanctify and use to bring people into communion with God and with each other. And that work continued in the church. The book of Acts tells us that the first Christians were devoted to breaking bread in their homes. Of course, we continue to break bread in the all-holy sacrifice of the Mass, where the whole church comes together in the universal saving meal. But do we continue to break bread with one another in our homes? Is that part of Christ's work? Continuing in our homes. See, Jesus has given us a really simple way to further and spread the kingdom. It's just by sharing meals with each other. And if we don't do it, we're cutting off something essentially human, and we're cutting off an essential way to spread the kingdom, just by friendship and sharing meals with each other. If we don't share meals with each other, we're cutting off a key path for God to come to us and for God to come to others through us. We need to recommit to eating with others so that Christ can join us and make what is essentially and universally human in you a point at which we can meet God and they can meet God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Remember, you ever seen those cartoons, Teresa, where a light bulb goes over someone's mm-hmm. head? A light bulb just went on over my head.
What are you thinking?
I was thinking of the little brothers and little sisters of the Lamb, the community of the Lamb,
mm-hmm.
because their method of evangelization...
Yeah.
What's their method of evangelization?
They bring all kinds of... Well, there's different levels of this. They hitchhike. They stay with people. But they also have... They beg and they ask people to come to supper with them.
Well, they do two things. They go and knock on people's doors and they ask, can we eat with you?
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing they do is they invite people
mm-hmm.
to their monastery, to their... dining room to have supper with them.
Mm-hmm.
A key way they evangelize is over meals.
Yeah. Which is very effective because you get to know them and they get to know you.
Exactly.
And they pray throughout. They pray in Thanksgiving. They pray in celebration. As Brother Joachim always says, should we sing?
This is what the Holy Spirit does. When the culture and the church begin to lose something essential,
mm-hmm.
God inspires a religious order to bring it back.
That is such a good... Because they're not a very old order.
Right.
It's something that we have lost very recently. And, you know, it's so indicative of our society that we have fast food. And I'm not even talking about the quality of the food, but we eat alone, we eat in our cars, we eat on the go. The reason so many people talk about watching TV or something while they eat is because we have the desire for company while we eat, but we don't want company while we eat, or we don't have it and we don't know where to find it.
And I've noticed a trend with women of all ages where they just don't eat anymore.
Hmm.
And I think it's because women are more in tune to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's no relationship in a meal, why eat?
Mm. I mean, I'm sure there's many, many layers, but I don't doubt that there's strong effects from the lack of community.
It just struck me. I've always thought, what an interesting, odd, unique way for a religious order to
yeah.
work. But they're showing us we have stripped something essential away from what it is to be
yeah.
human and thrown it away. And they're reminding us, no, you have to bring it back.
You know what? On reflecting on your point, I actually do remember throughout college and even now, I always tell my friends, let me cook for you. Because if I don't cook for you, then I won't eat.
Yes. Yes.
I'm less likely, if I just make a meal for myself, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to put it off. I'm barely going to eat. But when I can serve my friends, even if it's just my roommate or someone else, then I will eat.
Okay, I'm going to give all of you praying with us and listening right now the fundamental way to help your family and friends grow closer to God. Pay attention, because I'm going to then ask you to sign up and pay thousands of dollars for a course on how to evangelize. Actually, I'm not. I'm just going to tell you, prepare a meal, invite them to share the meal with you, and just be interested in them over the meal. That's all you have to do.
This would be a really good approach to the new year of start small. If you don't eat with people ever, if you avoid people, say once a week, I'm going to have a communal meal.
Yes.
Now, this many times a week, I'm going to have a communal meal. Our objective should be to eat with people as often as possible.
The community of the Lamb, and actually every religious order out there, they share every meal together.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest joy, I'll tell you, my greatest joy is praying with you each day and having this conversation. Maybe the second greatest joy is that now it is, because we've been working on it, our Sunday evening meal with all of the extended family is so awesome.
Yeah.
But look how over this last year, when I just threw out the idea that, hey, I'm going to have a big pot of some super stew on the stove every Thursday. And you can just come at your leisure. How that's becoming now habit. We call it Cauldron Thursday. I love what you're saying, Teresa. This is the way, the little way, the little way of evangelization.
You've got to eat.
You got to eat with others.
And they've got to eat. So it's really simple. I also think we're not saying you need to be paying for everyone's meals every single day. But my two thoughts are, A, I always tell my friends, hey, you want to hang out? Bring dinner to my place. So bring some takeout, bring some food, whatever you're going to eat. I have friends that will package up their little meal and bring it to my house. And also, personally, I'm never going to get through my leftovers anyways, so I'm going to make the meal that I'd make for myself, and you can just have a bit, because I'm not going to get through it. But it doesn't have to be a huge, don't stress about the money, just find a way to eat together. I'm going to bring my food to your place. I'm going to heat up some soup at your house. Do you mind if I just come join you? At the end of the day, we are eating every day. I see nothing that is stopping us from doing it together, other than the habit.
Just the invitation. All it takes is an invitation. Well, thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.